Anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
All right. So, Mark, on vacation, driving around Maine and New Hampshire in the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, courtesy of LibertyOnTour.com. I don't know if we're going to hear from him while he's on vacation at all, but... I called him today. We were supposed to have a Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund meeting, and he said he didn't have time for it, so he must be having a good time.
Good for him.
On his vacation, and it's much, certainly much deserved, considering all the work he had to do.
Well earned.
While I was in jail. By the way, news right out the gate. Want to give you an update. Apparently, we've been nominated by our listeners for the podcast awards yet again. And if you'd like to vote for Free Talk Live, you may do so. The Podcast Awards voting is open as of today, and it closes down in about 2 weeks on October 27th. So you can vote once a day, voting resets every day at midnight. So they total up the votes they received, and then you can vote again once midnight passes Eastern time. So you can go and cast your vote for Free Talk Live over in the politics category, politics/news category. That's where you'll find us at podcastawards.com. That's podcastawards.com. So, of course, always stuff to discuss here tonight. One of the big pieces of news that we didn't get a chance to touch on yesterday is the secret order that is ordering Google and a small internet provider named Sonic.net to turn over information from the email accounts of WikiLeaks volunteer Jacob Applebaum, according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Sonic said it fought the government's order and lost and was forced to turn over information. They said that challenging the order was rather expensive, but we felt it was the right thing to do. Essentially, they ran out of cash. You can't fight the government. They've got more money than you. They've got more resources than you do. Now, whether or not Google is going to let the fight go, so to speak, that remains to be seen. Apparently, they weren't really commenting for this piece. The government's request, they're calling it a request, but it's a secret order that you can't really reveal or else something might happen to you. So it's not a request when it's from the government because they're threatening you. Included the email addresses of people that Mr. Applebaum corresponded with for the past 2 years, but not the full emails. So it included the email addresses, but not the full emails. Got it. Both Google and Sonic pressed for the right to inform Mr. Applebaum of the secret court orders. According to people familiar with the investigation, Google declined to comment at this time, and Applebaum at this time has not yet been charged with anything. So here's yet another example, and we've heard of these things in the past, these secret orders that after the Patriot Act, I think, was put into effect, there was news that came out that they were using these things against librarians, for instance, to get people's library records as far as what books they were checking out. And that when one of these secret orders is issued to somebody, that they're essentially under the threat of violence if they reveal the fact they've received the order.
Yeah, so, they told that the person, that librarian told the person who was under investigation that they were under investigation, they could end up in jail for a long time.
Exactly. The court clashes in the WikiLeaks case provide a rare public window into the growing debate over a federal law that lets the government secretly obtain information from people's email and cell phones without a search warrant. Several court decisions have questioned whether the law, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, violates the Constitution's Fourth Amendment protections against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Duh.
Right.
Well, of course, I would imagine that they're going to determine that it doesn't because...
Because they're dumb.
Well, because they're going to rule in the favor of the government. But also, the Fourth Amendment is written in a nice, convenient way to allow a huge loophole where they use the term reasonable, or rather unreasonable. So all they have to say, well, it's cool. It's reasonable. We're trying to stop terrorism.
Now, maybe it's the dreamer in me, but I would hope that Google being Google, and Google being big enough to take on Facebook and effect some change, is that maybe they will stand their ground. and say
so.
Absolutely not.
Hopefully that's why they're not commenting, so they don't tip their hat at all on what they're doing. And we've seen Google kind of take both sides as well in various different governmental-related news. So sometimes they side on the favor of freedom and, you know, open communication, and sometimes, like in the case of China, you know, they knuckle under and do what they're told.
Well, the government's a good customer of theirs. You know, their users use their stuff for free, but the government pays them, and other corporations pay them for their data. So if you're a business owner, who do you side with? Your best customer who pays you the most money, or to people who use your service for free?
Well, I mean, the people that use their service for free make their service valuable to advertisers, and they make a bunch of money off of advertising. I would imagine they make a lot more from advertising than they do from some government as a client for data mining.
I don't know the numbers.
Me neither, but and you know, they're certainly not not speaking in this particular case. WikiLeaks is, in case you don't know, a publisher of documents that people can submit anonymously. And after WikiLeaks released a trove of classified diplomatic cables last year, Attorney General Eric Holder said the U.S. was pursuing an active criminal investigation of WikiLeaks. In 1986 is when it was passed. The Electronic Communications Privacy Act is older than the World Wide Web. The Coalition of Technology Companies, or a coalition of technology companies, is lobbying Congress to update the law to require search warrants in more digital investigations, as though getting a search warrant is really that hard for the police anyway.
Exactly, but that is one of the checks and balances that we have right now.
It's barely a roadblock.
You know, barely.
It's not like they just can't get right around it with some judge who's a rubber stamp kind of guy.
True, but it's better than nothing.
It is better than nothing
that we have.
And there's
right
probably
now
more rubber stamp judges now than there were, say, 30, 40 years ago.
Now, law enforcement uses the law to obtain some emails, cell phone location records, and other digital documents without getting the search warrant or even showing probable cause that a crime has been committed. Instead, the law sets a lower bar. The government must only show reasonable grounds that the records would be relevant and material to an investigation. And sometimes they do what's the equivalent of a knock and talk, where if a cop wants to, he can just come up to your house, knock on your front door, and then start asking you questions. You have no obligation to answer the door. You have no obligation to answer his questions. But people do anyway, because they don't know any better. And they feel like, well, if it's a cop, I've got to do what he wants me to.
Do you have a warrant?
Yeah, well, exactly. And but people don't know these things, and they don't ask those questions. And so they end up blabbing and revealing information to the police that actually may lead the police to arrest them. So the cops do the same thing in the case of many digital investigations where, you know, for instance, there was a website I was aware of that was tracking information on some of the bureaucrats up here in New Hampshire, where you could go and write information about them, you know, upload a picture. They cracked down on that real fast. They sent a threat out to the agent or to the internet service provider or the hosting provider that was providing the hosting for the site, which unfortunately had been a local to the United States host. It should have been an international host, but the person who set up the site didn't want to go jump through that hoop. So when they received just a letter from the police, they shut it down. It wasn't any kind of legal threat. It was just, hey, we're the cops, and we want you to shut this website off. So they did it. And not everybody has the same level of tolerance, for the police. Some people are going to knuckle under faster than others. But most companies don't want to deal with it. They don't want to fight anything in court. They'd rather just shut an account down, lose one account, than have to fight the, you know, not, even if it's not the federal government, a state government. They don't want to have to deal with it. So unfortunately, this one, Sonic.net, was unable to successfully defeat the federal government, and of course they wouldn't be able to. I mean, they just don't have the money, and you're fighting the feds in federal court. So it's the feds who are deciding the case about your privacy.
It reminds me of one of those old movies you see where the cop who pulls you over takes you down to the courthouse, then he gets into the judge's robe. And then, and then when they go around to the cashier, he's the cashier, too.
I've never seen that, but it certainly sounds amusing.
It's very funny.
The toll-free number here tonight is 1-855-450-FREE. By the way, another difference here between this law here, the person whose email is inspected is often never knows a search was even conducted. That's because these court orders, as Wayne pointed out, are almost always sealed, and the internet provider is generally prohibited from notifying the customer whose data has been searched. So you have no clue. Whereas if you actually have a search warrant, it has to be delivered to you, so you know what's going on. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Will Google make a stand on this one? Remains to be seen. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got some thoughts about the feds going after a WikiLeaks volunteer, Jacob Applebaum, trying to get information from his internet service provider and from Google. looking for email account information, trying to get a list of all of the email addresses to whom he has been sending email and from whom he has been receiving. And his internet service provider did knuckle under the pressure. Word has not come out yet regarding Google. The toll-free number again, 1-855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Ron Paul, top-tier candidate. Not that you'd know it by watching the mainstream media. They are trying to black out his campaign. But coming up on October 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big that no media outlet will be able to ignore it. You can learn more and get involved over at blackthisout.com. That's blackthisout.com. It's going to be the next big, the biggest. They're trying for the biggest money bomb thus far. Blackthisout.com coming up on October 19th. And I think that's great. Ron Paul, you know, they gave him the short shrift, apparently, in the debates last night. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I heard Michelle Seven was telling me about it. And you guys mentioned during one of the breaks, apparently he had like half the time to speak that one of the other guys, Mitt Romney, did.
Less than half.
Not even.
And then afterwards, the mainstream media commentators don't even mention his name, and if they do, it's usually something condescending.
The eccentric Ron Paul, or the quixotic. Remember they called him quixotic in 2008?
Comment on his eyebrows.
Or they'll say, the media will say, well, he won that value voters straw poll, but all those young people all came in there and voted for him.
Right, and we know the young people don't have any values, right?
Or it's his internet basement dwelling following.
Yeah, well, they've always tried to sideline him, and so the BlackThisOut.com campaign is working against that. So more news here out of the Wall Street Journal about Google and disclosure of information. They're talking about a law that was written in 1986, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. It pretty much makes it easy for law enforcement to go after your electronic information like emails and cell phone location records and other digital info without getting a search warrant or showing probable cause, just basically sending a threat to whatever the internet company is, and the internet company doesn't want to mess with the feds, so they do whatever they're told. In fact, you don't find out because the orders are secret, unlike a search warrant where they actually have to provide you with the warrant that they're going to search your house. You have to be given a copy of the search warrant.
You know, I think there will be a day when the Patriot Act is repealed, and we'll go back to a more, if you want to call it a more fair or more open system. But what's it going to take? I think it will be repealed eventually, because it has to be reauthorized every 4 years, is it?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to take an uprising on the part of the people, just saying that we've had enough.
Well, there certainly is something resembling an uprising going on right now.
That's true.
Whether or not it will pan out into anything is another question. Of course, talking about the Occupy protests going on around the country. And obviously, there's probably more news coming out of those various different events. You're certainly welcome to comment on that. But interesting statistics from Google. Here's some information they did disclose. They didn't talk to this specific issue of them looking into this Wikipedia guy. But in 2009, Google began disclosing the volume of requests for user data that it received from the U.S. government. In 6 months, ending December 31st in 2009, Google said it received 4,601 requests and complied with 94% of them. This data includes all types of requests, including search warrants, subpoenas, and requests under the 1986 Privacy Act law.
I'd be interested to know what the 6% were that they didn't fulfill.
Me too. But it should give you a heads up. Like, hey, if you're using Google services, you shouldn't expect any level of privacy whatsoever. Odds are good your account is not going to be in the 6%. You're likely going to be in the 94%. So keep that in mind. Senate hearing, there was an associate deputy attorney general who said that Congress should use caution because raising the standard for obtaining information may substantially slow criminal and national security investigations. So you guys just can't just go and make things more difficult on the police. We might have the evil child pornographers getting away with whatever they're doing. The terrorists might get away with some bombings. We can't go backwards and have warrants again. The idea that they're going to actually repeal these things, I think, is it's pretty pie in the sky. We haven't seen that happen. The job of the police hasn't been getting more difficult over time. The courts over and over again have been ruling in favor of more police controls and more police ability to investigate and take information.
Well, I'm throwing that pie up there, Ian, because I really think that people are really going to get sick of it. At first, they were kind of scared and goaded into kind of going along with all this stuff. But now, you know, they're seeing children being groped in airports. They're seeing police do things they shouldn't be doing, going, you know, outside of their constitutional powers. And I think you're seeing a spark here. You're seeing people really say, hey, we're tired of this stuff. We're tired of big government and big banks and big corporations ruling over us, stealing our money, taking our homes, and taking away our freedoms. And freedom is the most important thing you can have, even if you lose everything. If you have your freedom, you can rebuild.
That's true. And where is the line? In my personal dealings with people, I find that a lot of people don't particularly care if their rights are being eroded away slowly. They don't even notice.
Well, they don't feel like they're doing anything wrong.
Right. So. It doesn't affect them yet. But when it does start to affect them, and this is something that I've found personally over the last several years, is when it does, when you see somebody being affected in a way that could very easily affect you, that's when you start paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's becoming more and more true now as time goes on.
It's unfortunate that that has to happen for people to wake up, because like the old Pastor Martin Niemöller poem from the 1940s, I think it was, during World War II, first they came for the communists. And then they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for something
else. The gypsies,
else.
But I wasn't a gypsy, so I did nothing.
So I did nothing, right. So by the time that somebody's finally ready to do something and stand up for freedom, hopefully it won't be too late. Here's a little bit of something to give you, to back you up, Wayne. Some court decisions, some statements by some judges here. Some federal courts have questioned the law's constitutionality. In a landmark case in December, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit ruled that the government violated the Fourth Amendment when it obtained 27,000 emails without a search warrant. The police may not storm the post office, said Judge Danny Boggs in a 98-page opinion. He said they may not storm the post office and intercept a letter, and they are likewise forbidden from using the phone system to make a clandestine recording of a telephone call unless they get a warrant. It only stands to reason that if government agents compel an internet service provider to surrender the contents of a subscriber's emails, those agents have thereby conducted a Fourth Amendment search. Unquote. In August, the U.S. District Court of Eastern District of the Eastern District of New York overruled a government request to obtain cell phone location records without a warrant, calling it Orwellian. Judge Nicholas Garofis wrote, quote, "It's time the courts begin to address whether revolutionary changes in technology require changes to existing Fourth Amendment doctrine." The government has appealed that decision. So maybe you're right. Maybe there is something a brewing out there.
There's some people growing cojones out there.
Toll-free number, once again, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-855-450-3733. Speaking of child porn, I've got a TSA story coming up.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military
military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Wayne.
And speaking of SACL CAI, they have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. A little bit more here on this WikiLeaks investigation on the part of the federal government threatening a small internet service provider and Google with what they what are called secret orders to reveal information about one of the volunteers for WikiLeaks. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And then coming up, the TSA agent who's been charged with child pornography. So here's a little bit more detail from the Wall Street Journal. The gentleman they're investigating, Mr. Applebaum, is a developer for the Tor project, which, in case you aren't aware, are free. It's basically an anonymizing system for internet browsing. The idea is to make it so you can't be traced if you know, if you're using this Tor network. And it also allows for what are called hidden services, where there you can essentially have a website that doesn't exist anywhere outside of the Tor network. So it can't be accessed in any other manner except for through Tor. So they're looking into one of the Tor people, basically, who's also hooked up with WikiLeaks. And Applebaum has volunteered for WikiLeaks, which recommends people use Tor's tools to protect their identities when submitting documents to its website. In April 2010, Applebaum's involvement in WikiLeaks was inadvertently disclosed publicly in a blog post on the website of the Committee to Protect Journalists. The reporter said Applebaum had thought he was speaking anonymously, but the reporter then later offered to remove Applebaum's name from the post. So the reporter made a mistake, let this guy's name out publicly, and as a result of that, the federal government is now investigating him. After the blog appeared, he became a public advocate for WikiLeaks, so rather than try to, kind of crawl back into a hole somewhere, he decided to go ahead and stand out and speak out for WikiLeaks and use whatever publicity he had for their benefit. He gave a speech at a technology camp where he called WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange one of the biggest inspirations of his life. On December 14th, the U.S. Department of Justice obtained a court order for information from the Twitter account of people, including Mr. Applebaum and another WikiLeaks supporter, a few WikiLeaks supporters, as a matter of fact. None of those people have yet been charged with anything. The order sought the IP addresses of the devices from which those people logged into their accounts, and also sought the email addresses of the people with whom those accounts had communicated. Then earlier this year, attorneys for the individuals filed a motion to vacate that court order, arguing, among other things, that because IP addresses can be used to locate a person in specific geographic destinations, it constituted a search under the Fourth Amendment and thus required a warrant. The government argued that IP addresses don't reveal precise locations and are more akin to phone numbers. And at the February 15th hearing, the attorney there said this is a standard investigative measure that is used in criminal investigations every day of the year all over this country, which is, again, another technique the government uses to continually increase its power and scope. As long as it can do something once, that's reason for it to do it a second time. And if we're talking about infringing on people's rights, then the more they get away with it, the more they can just point to it and say, well, we've been infringing on your rights forever, so what's the big deal? What are you all complaining about? We've been doing this for a long time.
Then cross the line another couple inches.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they do. They take it bit by bit. Now, in this particular case, the magistrate judge, denied the WikiLeaks supporters' motion and ruled in favor of the government. In that case, Twitter has not yet turned over the information of the accounts, according to people familiar with that particular investigation. And the court orders that were reviewed by the Wall Street Journal are seeking the same type of information. Now, how it is they were able to review a so-called secret court order, I'm still not quite certain of. But nonetheless, here it says that Google has been directed to hand over IP addresses and email information. So time will tell whether or not this will result in Google bowing down.
I would love to see Google send the secret order to WikiLeaks.
It'd be incredible.
I doubt it. I doubt that.
I do, too.
Yeah, they're in bed with the government. They're in bed with a lot of people. But I think that the problem with Google and a lot of these big free services is that they, in the background, they're selling data and they're data mining operations. They don't have the individual's interests at heart.
Oh, here's a little bit more information. On August 31st, the court agreed to lift the seal on the Sonic order. So Sonic had already lost their appeals. They had tried to fight this thing, but they couldn't afford to do it. So after that, I presume, they then went ahead and lifted the seal on it. So that's how the journal got their hands on this particular order. So they haven't seen the one for Google, or maybe Google's mentioned in the same one as Sonic, but there's some information to how they got their hands.
I hope I'm wrong about Google. I hope they do stand up. There was a telecom company a while back, I think it was Quest out west, mm-hmm. that basically stood up to the Bush administration.
I remember that.
And they're not doing so well. I mean, they're doing
really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're not. I have to look, but I remember seeing that their stock price took a hit for a while, and
it's too bad. They should have gotten more business out of that.
They should have, and to some, they maybe did.
I would, if I were looking for some services, I would have gone with Quest.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I wasn't. Other news for you: the TSA agent charged with child pornography. The story's out of Baltimore. And WBALTV.com reporting where a TSA agent is now out on bail after he's been arrested and charged with child pornography. 41-year-old Michael Scott Wilson has been suspended from his job following the arrest. It doesn't say if he's been suspended with pay, by the way. Frequently, when a government bureaucrat is under investigation, they are suspended with pay, so essentially they get a paid vacation. He was charged with possession and distribution of child pornography after agents searched his home. Neighbors said he's married with no children, and they're stunned and disturbed by the charges, especially since most of them described Wilson as a straight-laced federal worker who took pride in his position and the trust that comes with it. Of course, who ever expects somebody to be child pornographer?
But this alleged child pornography, did this come from the scanning machines, or was it from another source?
I think it's probably, like, real child pornography. That's my guess. I mean, they're obviously not going to get into detail as to what, you know, sort of products he possessed and was distributing. But if you've seen the pictures from the scanning machines, they're not really what people thought they were. The pictures that were being kind of promoted with a high-resolution, bluish kind of look to them aren't actually what the views look like to the agents. They're much less visible. Your body's, the details of your body parts, much less visible. So I don't think that's what he was doing. But nonetheless, if it's true that they had these things, it really should give parents some pause before they allow their children to go through TSA screenings. I mean, people have always kind of joked about TSA agents being pervs, and here's a news story that proves that may very well be the exact case.
Well, there's going to be some. I'm sure most of them aren't. But you're going to find them. You've got serial killers working in hospitals. You've got bank robbers working in banks. You know, the fox goes to where the hen house is.
Yeah, exactly.
And a really intelligent sociopath is very good at covering it up and weaseling his way into a situation where he can get the cookies.
I think one of the things I find most disturbing about all of the TSA, especially with the body scanners in the course of the past year or two, is when I was a kid, and that was not long ago, I mean, it wasn't too short a time ago, I'm probably 30-something, and the last count somewhere along the way.
Good for you.
But when I was a kid, my parents, you know, you have the stranger danger stuff, and I didn't even have that when I was a kid, really. You just, you know, on Halloween, you double-check your candy, and now you can't even talk to anybody, except when you go to the airport, and you have to let this government agent in a uniform touch your junk.
And your kids.
How do you have that chat with your kids, and how do you as a child kind of reconcile that? And when is it okay and when is it not?
If you can answer those questions, 855-453, that's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
I guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of these airwaves and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So you get perks if you're an amplifier. You can get stuff like the access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card over at amp.freetalklive.com. And I'm covering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. In fact, I was there today at freedomsphoenix.com, and our very own Stephanie Murphy is right there on the front page of the website. So I guess she's been doing some writing for Freedoms Phoenix. You can see that at freedomsphoenix.com. Yeah, she is. She's great, Stephanie. So, lots to cover here tonight. Nemi, I know that you are interested in talking about property rights this particular evening.
I am. Property rights in Keene, especially. I know that you have been having your own go-rounds. And I think what I was getting at earlier tonight in saying that in recent years, or what it's going to take for people to get upset and say enough is enough, is seeing things happening to people that would affect them.
They could feel like they could put themselves in those people's shoes,
right,
and empathize with them. And I want to point out, this isn't just about Keene. There's piddly, nonsensical property controls in almost
every town
across, except for where Wayne lives, in almost every town across the country. Wayne, you actually have no zoning in your town, correct?
That's correct, no zoning. It came up for a vote about 3 years ago, and it was voted down unanimously. Well, I would say more than two-thirds of the people in town
said
no.
Do they still have building permits and things like that?
Yes and no. I mean,
There's always something.
There's always something. There's
always something they've got over you. Yeah. Because they believe they control your land.
Who actually owns your land?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's an ordinance against having more than two or three unregistered cars in your property, even if you have a lot of property. So yeah. They still meddle, but it's not as bad as surrounding towns.
Right, so some places are worse than others. In fact, I think it's still the case, I haven't heard this rebutted, I think it's still the case that even Houston, the city of Houston, Texas, does not have zoning. Some of the suburbs do, but Houston, the city, apparently doesn't. And you know what? Everything's okay.
Yeah, the place, the place hasn't fallen down yet.
Right.
Right. Because I saw the video posted on freekeen.com about...
This is where the code enforcer came to harass me on the day I was supposed to get out of jail.
And I believe it was that video. He said, well, what if the porch falls off your house? And that goes to what you're saying about Houston. It's amazingly enough, we're not seeing mass porch fallings and people dying in Houston if there's no zoning there.
Well, the reason he brought that up was because I said to him, you know, why don't you basically go and investigate some... It's one thing for you to come by and hassle someone over an RV, because the issue, one of the issues at hand was the guys from LibertyOnTour.com had parked Marv in the yard here at the studio. And it had been there for, like, the last year, and now all of a sudden, kind of off and on, they still kind of go places, but when they come back, Keene is their sort of home base of operations, and they've been parking here for the last year. So all of a sudden, it's a problem, and apparently it's a problem for not my next-door neighbors, who I've specifically talked to about Marv and checked it out with them, and they're cool with it. So it's not them. It's the woman who lives all the way down the street, who just so happens to be a city council member.
Now, see, this is the thing that worries me, concerns me, and upsets me about this situation, is what is the problem that she has exactly? I mean, I can presume and assume and say she just doesn't like you, or she doesn't like that you have Marv hanging out in your yard, or maybe she's just jealous that you have an awesome RV and she doesn't. I don't know what the bone is that she has to pick, but
I'd say it's probably one of the first two.
You know, someone who has lived in Keene for several years, over the course of time, I've seen the city try to combat the expansion of Keene State College, which is our largest college here. As college kids are expanding, the population is moving out into the neighborhoods, and this affects me personally. I'm down by campus, and I know that they're trying to combat kids parking 20 cars all over the yard, et cetera, et cetera. But I think just today I was driving around town, and I saw an RV parked out, Plainview, you know, nicer part of town than where I live. But again, and nicer RV than Marv. Sorry, no diss on Marv, really. But, you know, parked on the grass. So if there's a beef with you, why isn't there a beef with everyone? But I think my issue is more that if they're not having an issue with them, why should they be having an issue with you?
Because of the complaint process. Now, when I was being attacked for my tenants having a couch in their lawn several years ago, this is when I learned about the code enforcement division around here. Where I come from, and you used to live in Sarasota as well, Wayne, down there in Florida, they actually have full-time code enforcement officers that drive around and look for violations. And they will send you a warning, and then they'll send you a, you know, violation, and then it's going to be $50 a day or whatever the arbitrary amount is they've selected to punish you with. But they're looking for those violations. Here, they allegedly have to be told. There has to be some complaining party, someone to bring the complaint to the department, which they then claim they have an obligation to investigate and to take action upon at that point.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I did see a guy out, this was probably a couple months ago, pulling up signs that were posted. I think it was a couple of Boy Scout recruitment signs down on the roundabout on Main Street and Winchester Street. I think they do go around and drive around, and if they see something, they'll pull over and address it, like overflowing dumpsters and whatnot.
I think they probably do that, but in order to make it legal, they may have to file their own complaints.
Right.
So all they have to do is just go to another city worker. Like, the code enforcer himself may not be able to file the complaint, but anybody else that works for the city sure can.
Water cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we found this this violation over at so-and-so's house. Will you go ahead and write up a complaint about it? Oh, sure. Sign here.
I think that's a travesty. Because, as I was saying to you...
Wait, are you defending overflowing dumpsters? Are you defending people having porches falling off their house?
I think... I will pick my words carefully. I think that if through your actions you are aggressing against me, I should be able to articulate that and come to you personally. Or if I'm going to ask a government thug to come do my dirty work for me, that you should have the right to know who I am.
Absolutely.
You know, that is my opinion. Now, I have had issues with trash in my neighborhood. Is it attracting skunks? Is it a nuisance? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do think that I would be within my rights to go talk to a property owner or to write to a landlord if they're
away. As a neighbor, absolutely.
Absolutely. And say, hey, you know what? Your trash is on my property. I'm sick of picking it up.
Well, that's what I originally said when they came after me for the couch. Is I said, well, why can't this person who's complaining just come talk to me like a neighbor would? And she refused to do that. Because it's easier to have someone do your dirty work for you.
Right. And I think...
And I was told now that the people... I asked the same question now.
Right.
Well, why won't they come talk? Oh, they're afraid of you.
Well, and I think...
What? They're afraid of you.
Well, they don't want cameras pulled on them and whatnot. I think that's the argument that's being made. And I think that... I would be a little worried about coming to talk to you. I mean, I know you, so I'm not worried about coming to talk to you if I have an issue. But if I didn't know you and I had read all of the bad press, I would be like, oh my God.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's not just because it's me, right? If you look at these stories from across the country, there's no shortage. I mean, just last night we talked about a treehouse.
Yeah, absolutely.
This treehouse, the guy built, I don't know if you heard this, Wayne, a guy spent $1,400 of his money on parts, spent 6 weekends of his time. He's dad. He built a treehouse for his kids. Somebody complained anonymously to the county. The county came by and said, zoning violation. And this is after he asked the county bureaucrats whether he could build this or not. And the building department was like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Was this in Keene?
No.
No.
This is somewhere. I'm just pointing out, this happens everywhere. This happened in Virginia. I think it was Falls Church. And so he goes and tries to get a variance for the zoning on his property, spends $1,800 applying for the variance on forms and paperwork and time.
That he was told he didn't need.
Right. Well, the first bureaucrat he spoke to said, oh, yeah, this is not an addition on your house. This is, you know, it's a treehouse, no big deal. You don't need any permits. Well, the other bureaucrats that came by said, this is an addition on your house, even though it's not attached to his house in any way, shape, or form. And so they went after him. But in those cases, that person went anonymously to the city and complained. It's just how people are trained to behave.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with me. It's just they don't want conflict.
Right.
They'd much rather have
someone else
why
do your
I pay
conflict
my taxes.
For you. Right.
This is why I pay my taxes, so I can have some man go over there and threaten my neighbors for me. 1-855-450-FREE. More on property rights, zoning, etc. If you've got a zoning story you want to share, feel free. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.